This was drawn by Herman Moll in London around 1711. Compared to the previous maps, there's much less decoration here. Edney says this exemplifies the emerging belief in England that scientific and scholarly documents should be straightforward and unadorned.
You have a very simple rectangular border. There's no ornamentation, there's no decoration. This is very plain. This is produced at a time when the Royal Society has been arguing for a couple of decades at this point that scientific, rational language must be plain, must be factual, must be straightforward, without all those Baroque ornamentations and embellishments and rhetoric and alliteration. And at this time, Moll is one of those figures who promotes exactly that kind of writing, but in graphic maps, not in a scientific text.
Despite Moll's sober style, this map was part of a raging struggle among European powers for control of North American territory. The primary purpose of the map was to show English people that France was claiming much more territory in the New World than England was. French claims are outlined in green. They stretch from the Gulf of Mexico through most of the Great Lakes region and up to James Bay. English claims, outlined in yellow, appear more modest.
So this is really showing, look how much territory France has. And look how much territory England has. It's not that much by comparison. Which then sort of maybe begs the reader to wonder, well, who's the aggressor then? Who should have territory? Surely the English are better justified in their war against the French than the French are against the English. An argument that will be made through maps for the next several hundred years.